We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Good morning. Yes. Yes.
I'm just in one of those little moped scooter thing.
Oh, you're not in a big good morning. You're not in a good motor bike.
Well, I just like riding in on the side, so I don't know. I'm assuming that when you were just going, I was in the side.
Oh, okay.
Of that, so. I just want to let people know I was here, so I figured I'd make a noise. Take a little scooter.
Good morning, bike. Good morning, bike.
Hi from the side.
Hey, there he is.
I'm like Adele.
There he is. Who's in Twitch? We got Mickey. We've got Samurai. Oopie. Marble bag.
Oopie's marble bag.
Sarah was in there. Yeah, that song was long. That's why we're here at 6:03. Sorry. Sorry. I don't know, it was STP plush, but it was like, you want us to do like, for a little while, right?
Like, it's over. And then he quick kicks in for another, yeah.
Cheval is in there. Muddy Gator, 7-month sub. It is September. You're saving money if you subscribe to Twitch, but of course, you can link that Amazon Prime account. It doesn't cost you a penny.
I wonder if that STP song could be longer. The end of it sounds like it could be, right? Like that. And you're like, oh, it's over. Oh, but it's not. So,
it's been banking that away.
It's been a while.
Banking that away.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
That we do not need longer.
Bramming the dead, oh, yeah. Men of
World.
Never doubt that I saw you.
Yeah. I wish he sounded like that.
It's been a while.
He really didn't want someone on the year.
Coming out clean on what I'm going to get you. Come on now.
That's a better version of Sting. and Metallica.
Oh.
And let's see. I don't know. Whatever else was tossed in there. I like all of it better.
I was watching Metallica's just doing like little pop-up shows.
Could you even imagine that? I don't have any interest in Metallica at all, but I very much get it, and I would just lose my mind if, like, I was a Metallica fan.
Our Metallica
fan
would be like Oasis, and imagine Oasis is like, hey, we're playing the Landmark in 2 hours.
Right? And only
not, and the Landmark's too big, like, yeah. like the Lost.
Yeah. But 2 hours, maybe tickets are available, maybe they're not.
Maybe if you get down there. Because 2 nights ago... Can anybody clue me into this? If Griff was awake, I mean, he's balls deep right now with
say,
somebody.
I was
so
say, yeah, he's
not going to bother him.
He's
but
balls deep in a plethora of...
There's a myriad of ladies and maybe some gentlemen if they showed up. I don't know.
Listen, it's like the Creed thing from the Office. Mm. It's muddy. A guy could have slipped in. There'd be no way of knowing.
There'd be no way of knowing.
No way to tell.
So I'm not going to bother him, but two or three nights ago, they played the Independent, which is the kind of like where I guess they got their start in San Francisco. They're a Bay Area band. The Independent's like a 500-person venue out there. And they, like, that afternoon said, hey, we're going to play in a couple hours. And then everybody ran down, got tickets. It was sold out. And then last night, I think they played a pop-up in Chicago.
Yeah.
So are they doing these kind of just, like, all over the country?
Wherever they are.
I don't think it's going to happen in central New York,
no,
but it's like...
It's definitely planned. You know what I mean? Metallica doesn't
do
anything.
Because they have shirts.
That's what.
Like, every time they do the pop-up, the merch has...
Yeah, I saw that.
So somebody printed those shirts, and somebody knows where they're going.
Yeah, you also aren't printing a Metallica shirt and selling it illegally. You know what I mean?
No.
Good God.
So somebody's keeping the goddamn top on that because somebody knows where they're going.
That's a neat
little... You printed a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, it's a neat little tour.
I like them.
Can you imagine Klug just getting that call? That's too big, but that's the only person I can think of. But you know what I mean? Just him getting a call, being like, hey, this is a... I don't know, Bon Jovi, manager of Metallica.
Yeah. I like your theory that Bon Jovi. He's different Bon Jovi, though, but he's not going to change his name.
No, not related. And
No.
Yeah. So you're just
this
wondering.
This is Tommy Bon Jovi, and I have no relation.
Yeah. But he just goes by Bon Jovi because, you know, that
and
way.
And every time he calls, he's got to go, hey, it's Bon Jovi. No, not that Bon Jovi.
But I mean.
But I do, I'm in the music business.
But I would like to talk to you about an opportunity in the music business.
Then, this isn't that Bon Jovi, but I am a Bon Jovi, and I manage bands. And
I have an opportunity with Metallica. Wait, Bon Jovi, you're going to be in Metallica? No.
Oh, different Bon Jovi.
Let me start again.
Can we FaceTime, maybe, so you can see me?
Hi, my name's Tom.
Hey.
Let's just go by Tom.
You know, because Bon Jovi's got so much
because you would you have talked to me if I said hi? Mr. Klug, my name's Tom. Let me talk to you about an opportunity in the music business. And
you would have hung up on me.
So I say, hi, my name's Bon Jovi, which technically it is. So I'm not lying to you, sir.
Yeah, so I'm not, you know.
It's technically Tommy Jovi.
You can't sue me because. Yeah.
It's Tom Jovi, but, you know, middle name's Bon, so. Either way, you want Metallica to play there?
This is Tommy John Bovi if you want to answer the phone.
Well, Tommy Bovi just hanging out.
Tommy Bovi on the line. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like when bands do that. I can't think of it. I've never seen a band in like a little tiny pop-up show before.
No.
Like, that'd be, for me, it'd be like a Weezer showing up in a 500-person venue or like an Oasis or
trying to think
Foo Fighters.
Of anything like that has happened around anywhere here.
We were like, wait, who's playing where?
Not even a huge band. Just like, oh, wow, so-and-so was in town and decided to
do a pop-up show.
Play it, whatever. Like, I was... positive Avenged Sevenfold would have played a show had there been a venue available for them the night of K-Rockathon.
Really? Why? Because
they
were still in the mood to keep
playing?
They
were all ramped up. They came in here and did radio for 2 hours.
Yeah, they did.
So they would have definitely gone and played some random place.
Ugh.
But that would just be neat.
So what's happening? How are you guys doing? Rainy Wednesday. It is a Whiskey Wednesday. We'll be boozing tonight, 8 o'clock. I don't know, my day was pretty uneventful yesterday. Took the kids for their haircuts, it's about it.
Nice. Nothing here. I do nothing.
Everybody got a medium french fry from McDonald's as a treat.
Like a medium fry?
Medium fry.
No nuggets?
No, because they were going home for dinner.
Oh, okay.
So we're not going to ruin dinner, but we, you know, we can get a little medium fry treat.
What'd you get?
I didn't get anything.
Ooh.
Went home and had dinner.
Ooh.
And I was still full on Steakums. We made Steakums yesterday.
You'll
see the video.
I was eating that, the other half of that, while driving. You should have seen me just...
Yeah, you did, buddy.
...weaving through downtown.
Yeah, you
just
did,
like,
bud.
Because I had the hot dog holder thing underneath it and was just like, I'd look over and there'd be people looking at me and I'd be like, sup?
You couldn't wait till you got home to do that? You had to eat in the car?
I wanted it then.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it then.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. Because, like, I turned a little and the top hot dog... holder kind of fell off it a little. I went, sup, Steak'em sandwich.
Yeah, I was looking back at you.
And so I just kind of did one of these and went, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and grab
that. Need that a little bit there,
just go ahead and pick that and just hold that here. Just have that up against my belly a little whilst I drive.
I've been doing this whole thing since I got that new car where I create like a bag catch. So if I get to go food, I take the bag and I put it kind of here like a trough.
Oh, okay.
So I eat over it so it catches all the remnants.
It's not really a bad idea.
What I've been doing. Put it over my head? Put the bag over my head, you're saying? Like a feed bag?
Like the handle.
What? Like, what are you laughing at? Like around my neck? Like a plastic bag?
Picture you
like a horse?
Just eating with a plastic bag. Actually attached here.
Ha! I used to be a fan of the show, but then it was really sad to see Josh eating with a... I got really sad about it, so I can't listen to him anymore.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. What are you... Do you have a bag on your head?
What it does is it catches all the Taco Bell remnants, and then I got an extra taco in the bottom.
That's caught.
At the end of it.
Bag meat.
Yeah.
Shake it.
Bag meat. Yeah. You know what? You want to hit this bag meat?
Huh? Want to hit this?
Want to dig in a little?
No, I don't want any of your bag meat.
Hey, couple.
Son. No, I got bat. You don't want bag meat?
Cut. It's cut piece of chicken. It's a steak.
Couple chalupa in there. Cinnamon twists.
He takes it. Yeah. Into, you, oh, you want hot sauce? Stick a packet.
You want that little bag meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in a parking lot of a Pet Boys, and he was asking if I wanted some of his bag meat. I'm not really into it anymore.
As I was driving away, waved at me with a spoon he was holding.
Hi!
Can I have fun? Yeah.
Like Kevin from The Office. I take a little bit every day off of my Whopper.
Yep.
And then at the end of the week, I got a free Whopper.
You get a free one.
Yeah.
You know, in theory, it's not the worst idea. If it was like a double quarter pounder that he was doing or something, because one day you're losing meats.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And you're going to need to just butt bread and bun one day.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
But I do got my bag hanging off me. Hey, I'll bag me here for you. Well, twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Mics are always on. We're off and rolling if you want to jump in there. Presented by San Miguel and Bud Light Seltzer. We'd love to hear from you in there. How are you guys doing? What's going on? We've covered Juan Bon Jovi this morning. We've covered bag meats. It's only 6:15.
Right. Old Tommy Bon Jovi.
Little Tommy Yambovi.
Tom Jovi. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Love Child's right. Tom is right. Man. You catch all the remnants, and I got to walk around Taco.
Outdoor camp?
Why? Who's it?
Walkers. Maybe right in the middle of the street.
Wow, there they are.
Is not the best idea.
No.
Little tiny blinkers hanging off your breasts or not.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is a bad idea. They must have never been down here to see the vehicles ripping through downtown.
No. Boomers out for their morning walk.
I think I saw Oopie with them.
Like, how the frick do old people get up so early, man?
Because they went to bed at, like,
even if eight. I went to, like, they're not walking at 6:15, meaning they got,
right?
They woke up at 5.
Or earlier.
They had to all meet up.
Right, to meet somewhere to walk
or they're
downtown.
Going to get coffee now,
oh,
so they'll be
God.
Up.
Oh, my God, right?
I've told you guys, I don't know when that switch is going to happen in my brain. I don't want it to. Where you're just like an old man and you get up at 4:30 for no reason. I don't want that. Oopie's that. I don't want that.
Yeah, I'm walking.
Yeah, like, I'm walking.
That used to confuse the absolute hell out of me, man. Opening for at Gadzooks in the mall back
in
the
walking.
Day. And I couldn't get in to the mall. I used to have to, like, wait for somebody or, like, a security guard let me in if I got a little early. And I'd be like, how did my grandma get in then?
Right. I know the backwards door. Hi.
Right? And I'd be like, I got to start finding where these people go in. And then one day I did so I could get in to work on a normal.
They had a secret door?
I had to have been an agreement. Mm-hmm. The movie theater doors?
Oh, I know. At Chopping Town?
Yeah. The very far right was door stopped.
Oh, nice.
So I was like. That's how you do it. Well, at least on a Saturday. I don't know any other days.
But, like, those people have been up for a while.
Yeah,
they're probably finishing their walk.
Yeah.
My in-laws, they're retired. They'll be like, yep, we're up at 5:30. And I'm like,
right?
Why wouldn't you sleep till 10? Like, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Well, the day's getting started, and it's still going to be there.
Like, yeah. I don't... A little,
what do you? Why do you got to be up?
A little bit later, I don't mind. My dad was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind that. Because my mom's also like that, so I've got it from both sides.
I don't get it, man.
Right about when the day is a start, not now, but like, you know, 7. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Like there's nothing against you morons who are watching us this early in Twitch, but there's 70 of you in Twitch right now.
Right?
There's thousands of you all listening on the radio.
What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing up?
What are you doing?
Obviously, we got to go to work, but it's like, my mom. She's got nowhere to be this morning, but she'll be in Twitch. I'm like, I don't have that part of my brain that I've just become an old person who wakes up at 4 in the morning.
Sitting, hanging, they're sitting on their couch.
I've never worked at a farm. I've never worked anywhere. Even this job, like, I've had to get up at 4 a.m. for a decade. And still my body's like, but let's just sleep till 10. What are we doing? Why are we getting up so early?
It is. That does throw me off sometimes when my body just is like, nah, you should sleep till 10. Even though since I got out of college, I've been getting up at... this time.
I don't know how you... I don't know.
It is weird.
Chris is already at work. Scoots is work's night. So I'll give you that one. You're coming home right now. Sometimes I wonder if I'd love that.
Right, just people sitting on the couch, having their coffee, listening to us say ball jokes and...
Yeah.
Butthole and...
See, Katie's got to be to work at 7?
Your school makes you be to work by 7? Oh, my God.
Why? I saw you put that out there yesterday, that tweet. That makes no sense to
me,
man.
Me?
You.
What?
Yeah. And now Katie's backing it up. What's the point of that? Like,
it's such an antiquated system.
The way I had, I don't know how it is still like it now, ESM was the further end of the scale where it was like, all right, we're going to start at 9:20. Where it's like, no, what? You're starting at 7. You're starting at 9:20.
Well, there's a
middle ground here, guys, where your kids aren't dead-ass tired.
Yeah, like, I was trying to explain yesterday on social media that it's like, school schedules are the most bunk-ass schedules.
They really
most
are.
People will go to a work, we'll say 8 to 5, which is corporate America boning you anyways, because it used to be 9 to 5, and then they're like, well, we're not going to give you a free lunch hour, come in at 8.
Yeah, you got to work the lunch hour.
So it used to be 9 to 5, but now we'll say it's 8 to 5.
We'll give you a couple 15-minute breaks.
We'll give you a couple 15-minute, but make sure you clock out.
Please.
So, okay, let's make school 8 to 5. Let's make school, but the school's like, no, we're going to do it like 7 to 1:30.
Yeah, you've got to...
Well, I'm not home. Yeah, but they'll be home. They'll be fine.
But I'm not available either of those times.
Yeah. What? Well, which one we got to do it?
And guess what? For fun, how about a third where all your kids' sports games are going to start at about 3:30, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, right. But then I'm at work.
Well, you should have thought about that when school started, then school got out, and then sports started.
Should have thought of that before we had farms 100 years ago.
Right?
This is how we had to do schedules.
Right?
Everything is still on farm time.
You're like, you had 3 opportunities. No, you had 3 opportunities.
Yeah.
All you have to do is push each one of those back. An hour.
Everything is still on, and nothing against farmers, love you guys, but everything is, for the few people that still work on farms.
They get it. They have clocks and stuff now, and lights.
Yeah, but like the school schedule used to be like, well, we got to get out of school at 3 because then you got to go home and feed them cows.
You got
to
till.
Till, and you got to feed them hogs.
Yep.
Well, 99.5% of us aren't doing that.
No.
So can we maybe shift the schedule around a little bit, and maybe the farmers can feed their hogs at 5:15? I don't know.
And to sacrifice your kids' book learning,
right,
that fancy book learning for, you know, Milk and Bessie ain't a thing anymore.
Same reason that summer vacation exists. It's like, well, summer, we got a lot of farm work to do, so everybody just stay
right
home.
There's a lot that's gotta be doing that you gotta be doing.
All right, and then what is that? Yeah, we gotta set those clocks an hour ahead. Again, nothing against our farmers. You're up bright and early right now, but we do a lot based on farm stuff from 100 years ago.
All things in which you guys have adapted to, maybe like speak up at the next meeting that, you know, you're good with.
We don't
need daylight savings. You got alarm clocks and lamps and such. And fire was invented, so if all else fails,
we got that.
You can see.
Yeah. Like all of us, all of the farmer show bros and show girls that are listening right now, do what Cody did. Speak up and be like, hey, we don't have 15 kids anymore that have to till the land. We got a bunch of big machines, so you can adjust that school day if you want.
All right, remember that? Hey, remember that thing where you're like, hey, it's 1 o'clock, or it's 1 o'clock in the morning, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 3. God, joking, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and then later you're like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 3. That's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
We're okay.
We're good. We got lights now, so
I can get up at different times.
Yeah.
Cause of electricity.
Yeah, text line. Tractors have headlights, guys.
Right.
Exactly. I don't know. We're like, well,
it's dark.
Well, we're losing sunlight. Got to extend the day.
Call it off. Couldn't get things done. And while you're at it, get the goddamn school board on the phone, because this stops now.
Hey, I go to work at 8. What time is the bus going to be here? 6:15. But why? We don't know. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't generally, like, kids like to sleep in a little bit later? Yeah.
Yeah, so?
What about it? What we want to do is we want to make sure at the end of the day, there's, like, a good 2-3 hour chunk of time before you get home from work where they can just get into everything.
Can't you keep them there, though? Like,
no, they gotta leave. We lock the school at 3.
Huh.
We want to make sure that your kids get sent home and get into as much trouble as possible.
Yeah.
From about 3 to 5:30 when you get home. I mean, they're watching every filthy video. They're watching all the HBO shows you said they can't.
But,
eating all the snacks.
Well, couldn't you let them out like an hour later?
Who is this?
And then if it's even like an hour later, then it's...
Can't do it. Then gotta feed them hogs.
Then we all get home at the same time.
Now, we want to make sure that Josh is home to pump off to the grind for a couple of hours.
Right.
He's going to see how many times he can go before it starts to really hurt.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah.
Is
Daisy
on.
Daisy Fuentes is only on for a certain amount of time.
And she's wearing a flannel that she is tied into a half shirt.
Mm-hmm.
With these little spandex shorts.
Yeah.
And she's feeling flirty today.
Yeah.
She's feeling flirty today. What's that, Tyra? yes, Miss Banks, I'm coming. All
well,
right.
Yeah, he's got to watch those Salt and Pepper videos a lot. All right, so
what's that? I got to tape the TLC video so I can pause it during that creepy, sexy, cool video because I swear that there's
when
like
the
a
thing
nipple
opens,
shot.
I think there is too.
I think there is, but they'll never say there is. But I think there was. So let's
when those pajamas blow open, you're like, I think I just saw T-Boz's nipple.
A week ago, y'all were going to Foo Fighters, so really, look how far we've come.
That worked out well.
Right?
That was nice.
I mean, people were waiting if Foo Fighters couldn't come to Whiskey Wednesday. I mean, they kind of checked on their phones, but they weren't really...
Yeah, I don't know.
But this week, there'll be no conflicts. There's no Foo Fighter show tonight.
No,
unless there's a pop-up show happening like Metallica.
Well, there isn't. Metallica live at... Let's see. Who do we not like and can just get him bum-rushed with people and... Let's see. Go wait in line.
See, don't say something's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, you.
I feel
Let's
like.
See. Go. Josh says, go wait in line over.
No. I feel like everybody made a mistake in this situation. I'm going to tell you a story of Copiah County down in Mississippi. A couple of young dudes notice on the side of the road there's a vehicle, keys in the ignition, handwritten sign, free car. So what do?
Take it.
They take the car.
Free car.
Yeah.
Why would you pass that up?
Well, because they found out after they had taken the free car, there was a dead body in the trunk, and now they've got a car that's not theirs with a dead body in it. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody made a mistake here.
That gave me, like, that weird, that was a weird feeling, man. Just, could you even fathom?
I wouldn't take a car that's not mine.
Well, just say you do it, you know what I mean? And you know you're in trouble when you get pulled over, and they're like, all right, well, this is a stolen car. And then, as you're sitting in the back of the cop car, were just kids, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Like, teens?
No, it doesn't say how old they are.
Just two people? Men?
They, like, I'll see if I can find the ages.
Either way, any age, you're sitting in the back of the cop car, and then they come over and they're like, so, you want to tell us about the dead body in the trunk?
Well, they found it. They went and they drove it to a family member's house. Here, let me see if I can find the clip here. There you go.
Those are kids.
All within the last few days.
Byram Police Chief David Arrington says investigators are still trying to figure out where the original crime took place, but they did identify the victim as 34-year-old Anthony McCrillis.
He was identified through his tattoos and confirmed through his immediate family of his identity.
Arrington says an officer spotted McCrillis' car parked on the side of Old Byram Road at 9:30 Saturday morning.
And it stayed there all day long, until 6 p.m., Saturday night, he was still seen by another employee from the junkyard.
So this summer, Mississippi sun.
Oh, it was in there for a few hours. Few days. So they took the vehicle. They drove the vehicle, which had, sadly, this Anthony McCrillis in the trunk. They didn't know.
Yeah.
They drive the car to their relative's house, open the trunk to see what's in the car, and there's his body.
You see why you don't reboot movies? I knew that Weekend at Bernie's 3 was going to be awful.
See, it was going to be terrible.
Like, knock on wood, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is one smell I hope to never have to encounter.
It's just a body rotting in a trunk?
Any type of dead body. Anybody that's experienced it, I can only imagine.
You're knocking on all the wood right now.
Yeah. Oh, that was just monsoon.
So that's where they're at right now. They know they haven't released the name of these two kids or teenagers or I don't know how old they were. that saw a car with a sign that said free car on it, took it, drove it to the relative's house, opened the trunk. There's a dead body. They figured the dead body's been there 2-3 days.
That is a weird relationship that those people have with that family member.
To, like, show up? And, well, they just thought they stole a car.
Well, that's what I mean. Check it out. Free car. You know what I mean? Like, that...
Yeah.
Do you have anybody that, you know what I mean? You could be like, I basically stole a car, knowing I stole a car. Now I can drive to a family member's house and be like, check it out. Free car. Let's do something. Let's strip it or whatever. You know what I mean? They were going to do something with it.
I can't think of a family member in my life that'd be thrilled that I stole a car.
That's what I'm saying. You show up at anybody's house with a car, yeah, for a minute, you know, you might laugh. Like, your brother might laugh because it's funny. I will laugh at you and at least help you.
And be like, what's the plan here?
That's what I mean.
I don't know, we got a free car.
Yeah. I help you with your plan, but it's still, you know, you stole it, right?
Yeah, like this... that's your argument would be, I know, buddy, I know the sign said free car, but it's not your car.
No, I know.
It said free on it.
No, it wasn't, but it is now.
Because it said free car.
Listen, this is the school system's problem. Instead of teaching us taxes and stuff like that and title, you know, switching over titles for vehicles and all that whatnot. I was only ever taught finders keepers, man. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
And what's amazing about this so far is this is kind of turning out to be the perfect crime, because the people that allegedly probably killed this guy thought that they were going to get away with it because, well, we put free car on it, so some idiot's going to take that car and drive it away, and then that's not our problem anymore.
Can you even imagine, though, that's like you... have murdered you. Somebody have murdered somebody or whatever.
For whatever reason.
In a heinous act, and like you're panicking and you're like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And, you're like, and then your buddy goes, hold on, I got you. Hold on.
Back, hold on. Yeah, I got an idea.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. Let me just drag this. What are you doing? Put him in the trunk. One side.
Mm-hmm.
Close the trunk. Hold on. You got a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Get me. Just. Free car. Give me a piece of tape.
And then they do this.
Yeah.
Job done. Let's get out of here. And for those of you guys know what kind of car, it doesn't say, sadly.
Like, is this a...
Done. It's done.
This is like a Abbott and Costello sketch.
Yeah, I wrote free car on it. Some idiot's going to take this, and then that's theirs.
And then they did.
And then they did. Yeah, then they did.
So that guy was going like this... And his friend's staring at him going,
no.
Oh, my God. I just killed some. My life's over. And then he wrote free car. And then someone comes in and they take it.
And they took it. And you got to figure, like.
You owe me lunch. I do.
This is just another example of if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Never in the history of the world has somebody found a car that said free car on it and you got a car.
Right? Yeah. No. That's like how they catch criminals. Hey,
yeah.
You hit a boat.
Yeah, I do. Right. All right, sweet.
You free car.
Or that
awesome
Jack show where they would like put that bait car out there.
God damn, I loved that show.
It's my favorite show. It still comes on.
That show was the best.
Yeah.
Really?
How that's not entrapment, I'll never understand.
I don't think it's real. I don't know how they get away with that. That or like the ones with the bikes. Where, like, he does a beady eye and sets a $100 billion bike outside somewhere.
Yeah, and then somebody takes it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, with the bait car, that's kind of, I've always felt like that's entrapment. Like, if I left, like, 10 pounds of weed on the sidewalk and someone took the weed, I can't be like, you're under arrest for taking weed.
Well, I mean, damn, dude, look how quick they wanted to discredit me when my car got stolen and burned to the ground for real.
I know.
They're like, yeah, but were your keys near it?
Yeah, why should that matter?
Hey, they stole it. If I were to hand them the
keys.
Hold on. Right?
I just remembered, Cody. Damn it, I'm sorry. I wrote free car on your car. Ah, that's why.
Too late, man. The insurance money's gone.
This
the cars
whole
are.
Whole time.
That is on you.
I wrote a joke note on your Nissan that said free car.
Not knowing.
Or your Dodge Journey.
Yeah, not knowing the seriousness
that's
of
on
which
me.
That is a. Like,
that's a binding agreement.
That's a handshake
that's
deal
a binding
right
agreement.
There.
I wrote free, very flammable car.
Free car. Please don't light on fire with like the winky face.
Wink.
Wink.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wink. Man, I'm sorry.
I just realized that. I knew it.
And they thought it's text line. They thought I wrote fire car.
Oh.
And then
they lit it
up. Now we know.
This is a big misunderstanding.
Man, we're in a bucket of molasses now, aren't we, gang?
Oh, man. Man,
I don't know how we're going to crawl out of this one.
We're in a tight spot.
We are in a tight spot. Let me unpack what's happening tonight. As AEW's largest show in history is happening tonight, correct, Cody?
Yeah.
At the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing in Queens, right across from Met Stadium, Shea Stadium, but now it's Citi Field.
Yeah.
Used to travel past this every single day in my life. So 7 train goes right there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
On the left was Shea. On the right was where U.S. Open plays.
Yeah, that's...
Was it called Arthur Ashe then?
I have no idea, but that's where it is. And, I mean, pay-per-view or not, I'm assuming this is going to be their biggest week ever. There's 2 hours tonight for the usual Dynamite, and then their new Friday night show is also 2 hours.
So, you were very... And we were talking a little bit in Twitch on this, but I wanted you to save it for the air because I wanted to talk about AEW.
Yeah, yeah.
So tonight's Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan, will be there.
Yeah, that's the main event, is those two for the belt. Like, that's a match you pretend. Like, if you got action figures, you do that for fun, or it's a video game thing. Never in a million years would I have thought that was going to end up being a match, let alone for free on
a
Wednesday night.
Who's the undercard on this?
I was just going to look it up, and I'm literally forgetting every other match, because it's just, there's too much. There's so many things going on that Malakai Black, Aleister Black from WWE, he's fighting Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
In a random match. CM Punk is going to be doing an interview, which I'm all about CM Punk, but them trotting him out every single show to just talk, I'm not the biggest fan of.
He's got to do something, right?
Yeah, he did commentary, and I thought that was cool, so I'm a fan of that. That was neat. But he'll get into a tussle with somebody.
All right, here's your card. MJF versus Brian Pillman Jr.
Which is big because MJF is one of the hottest heels in the company and he's from there. So this should be a fun
Cody Rhodes versus Malakai Black.
Yep.
Dr. Britt Baker versus Ruby Soho.
Yeah,
that's the women's match.
Yeah, this is they're going at it right now. Ruby Soho debuted last pay-per-view. She gets a title match. The main event. Bryan Danielson debuted, he gets a title match.
FTR versus Sting and Darby Allin.
That's pretty cool, man. The revival, as they were known, FTR is doing like a, I don't know if they're, it's not like a retirement tour, but that's what they're calling it, kind of, or they're just wrestling everybody they wanted to wrestle. They're literally having Sting, 60-some-odd-year-old Sting, and if you haven't watched wrestling in 20 years, and you're like, Sting? Yeah, that Sting.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Wrestle a match. On TV.
And then AEW World Champion Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
With Don Callis.
Yeah, that's just, it's like his manager.
Right. Versus Bryan Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan.
This is a WrestleMania type night that is going to be, it's going to be huge. And then on Friday, they have another show that is going to be just as big. We're seeing CM Punk wrestles his first TV match in like 7 years. They're going to do a bunch of other stuff, I'm sure. Because it's also 2 hours.
So
but it's just crazy that
this has you excited because a week from today, you and Hambone, Coco and the Bone, are going to Rochester for their house show.
No.
But they're not house shows. They're broadcast shows.
For this, it's what tonight is.
But it's in Rochester.
Next week, it's just there. It'd be like Monday Night Raw, but it's AEW.
So what are you excited about that you think you're going to see next week?
Well, one, they're not they haven't announced anything yet, which is kind of cool. There's some rumors afloat that it's the hometown of Brody Lee, who passed away tragically last year, and one of his best friends in the business, former Bray Wyatt, is now being rumored to maybe debut at this show in Rochester as a tribute to his friend that didn't get to do it. So that seems very, very likely, which would be crazy.
That's what everything is saying. It's saying Bray Wyatt reportedly to make debut.
Yeah.
At AEW Dynamite in Rochester, September 29th.
Yes.
Whoa.
So that's a very good possibility. The thing I'm trying to now talk myself out of because this is just what I've done my whole Bret Hart career.
Yeah.
Bret Hart debuted the AEW championship. Like, he brought it out, unveiled it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So they have a working relationship with Bret. What they then now have done this week has established a working relationship with a person in the family I never thought they would. That would be the other part of the Hart family. Owen's family,
right.
And Martha, Owen Hart. Owen Hart has basically been signed to AEW, as far as I'm concerned. Like, there's going to be Owen Hart merchandise. There's going to be an Owen Hart, like, tournament, like the Owen Hart Invitational, like, you know, like King of the Ring. There's going to be an Owen Hart tournament where the winner gets a cup called the Owen, and they're going to make it a big deal. Rochester is not that far from Canada. Why they haven't announced anything? Why wouldn't Bret?
See, he's getting himself all worked up.
Why wouldn't Bret come on out? Just a short drive from he's probably up there a couple hours away.
I don't think there's any way that Bret Hart goes to AEW.
He already unveiled the championship on like one of their very first episodes. So why wouldn't he do this for his brother?
All right.
Who else would come out and talk about it? Is my thing. I don't know who else would be available to discuss.
So if a week from tonight you see Bray Wyatt make his debut and Bret Hart walks out, I got to find coverage for Thursday because your brain's going to explode, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're...
Or I'll have gone viral because I will be the CM Punk guy, the crying guy.
You'll be crying in
the... Bret Hart shows up after I already thought I had, you know what I mean? Like, I saw him out of his element, like, one-on-one.
Yeah, you
one-on-one.
Had a special moment with Bret Hart. Now nothing's going to outdo that.
Now if he pops up randomly at a wrestling show, like, he just, you know...
Yeah.
Blends himself right back into my world. I mean, it's like meant to be.
He's getting so emotional. House parties are back, baby! 8 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Friday. We're doing the thing. What do you see outside, bud? What's out there?
Yeah, you know, the usual, man. The usual of just no reason to swear word, beeline.
Buy our vehicles.
Buy our stuff, dude. Like, not from me, because I'm a little fella. Like, you can get your ass beat doing that, man.
Somebody's going to snap.
We got big dudes at work here.
Yeah.
Like, you must, like, go try to, like, that. Like, go rummage through Sale Guy Scott's truck and see what happens to you. You know, like, just, I don't know. All right, sorry.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY tonight. Whiskey Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Friday, house party, 7 o'clock. And then Sunday...
Yeah, got some ideas.
We're going to do some wrestling watch parties, Coco and the Bone. Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Oopie, why are you sad face about house party? Do you not like anything I do?
No. I love it.
They're going to be reuniting.
Yeah, you said a thing about them yesterday.
After 15 years, Fuji's coming back, reuniting.
Weren't we just discussing them?
Maybe. I love the Fuji's.
Where was that? Damn it. There was a discussion that just happened about they only released the one album. Wait, were we talking with Badger? Was maybe? About they did one thing forever ago and they never did anything else.
Yeah, the Fuji's didn't. They released one record.
Yeah, that was it.
And then she went off and did Lauryn Hill stuff. Everybody went off and did their own things. Paz and Wyclef.
I think we did talk about it at the fair. Because I think I said I liked her album. I didn't
She's
mind
She's unbelievable.
It. And that's not usually my jam. But like
Lauryn Hill.
The misconception of Lauryn Hill. I don't mind that.
I bought that with my first McDonald's paycheck money.
Yeah.
My first job money purchase.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I went down to whatever, FYE or Record Town or whatever it was at Great Northern Mall.
I wish I remembered. It's a good thing to remember.
What, your first purchase with your own job money?
Yeah. That's a cool purchase.
Can anybody else remember there? Remember
right?
Mine was that Lauryn Hill album.
Huh.
Because I'd made money at McDonald's, and then during my break, I walked down to the thing, I bought it, and I came back, and I had bought something with money that I made.
The only thing I can remember is buying jeans with a credit card. And giving my mom the money for it immediately after.
Pay it off?
Yeah, and being like, wow, there was my first credit thing. You know what I mean? But that's not my first friggin' paycheck purchase.
Yeah,
it was probably a shiny shirt from Gadzooks.
Like, that would be good, a Tuesday topic, Emily, but I don't think a lot of you probably remember it. I mean, you
I wish
figured
I did.
Mine would have been when I was 16 years old, so I don't know. You do the math. 16, 20, that's, you know, 24 years ago.
Yeah, it had to have been something from Shoppingtown Mall, whether it be a shiny shirt from Gadzooks or, you know, I mean, a CD. Because my first, you want to talk, I mean, first job was right after I broke my leg.
Where was that?
Because I got hired at Gadzooks like 3 or 4 days before I snapped my leg in half. So I had to be like, they said I'm not going to be able to like walk for like 6 months. So, and they were like, yeah, whenever you're good, come on back. And they did. They were cool. Whenever I could stand, I went back and worked. But I can't remember. Those are the media
light
days.
No, it's random that I even remember that. But it's just one of those memories I have in my head that I loved that song, that thing.
Yeah.
And I got paid at McDonald's and I walked down there and I bought it. And then I remember looking at it being like, that's your first, that you bought that with your own money. You bought that with work money. That's not grandma money.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's not birthday money.
We both almost just said birthday money.
That ain't birthday money.
At the exact same time.
That ain't your birthday money.
That's not my unbristening money.
Yes. Where they put the skin back on your penis?
Yeah.
The unbristening?
Yeah, every couple of years I gotta do a little
bit. Oh, you do? I didn't know that. Hey, why is it today's show covering how much rain we're getting tomorrow? That's concerning.
Well, I keep seeing it on the whatnot. We're supposed to start fall pretty soggy, Joshua.
Like, that's like the national Today show was showing central New York and a lot of red.
Yeah.
Like, that's supposed to happen tomorrow?
I'm gonna tell you,
we got soccer practice tomorrow.
Or we had forecast to the upstate area.
A lot of you, your first work money purchases were weed. Congratulations,
nice man. I don't know. This doesn't make any sense.
Because
what's upcoming in a couple days? The weekend is sunny, 16, sunny, 24, 30, 24. I don't know, man.
Like, going back to our earlier conversation, Wayne Mahar is another one who's just up at 4 a.m. for no reason, and then he'll do like the 11 o'clock news. He's another guy that's like just up.
Yeah.
Doing weather. Like, weather runs his world.
Tomorrow.
What?
100% rain.
That's going to affect soccer practice, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Periods of rain, potential for heavy rainfall. Rain probably over an inch. And then at night, rainfall also an inch. So it could be. You could get half an inch to 2 inches of rain. Which is something that Mrs. Rain probably gets every night. Giggity, giggity, goo. I made a small penis joke at you.
Might not be practice tomorrow then, kids. All right.
practice at Coach Josh's house.
I was
pizza
thinking
party.
On the way in, like, where I could do an inside practice.
You can, honest to God, because you're a coach, you can call around and rent out or see if,
like, the YMCA or whatever is available.
Well, maybe not that, but, like, gyms, like the Josh C. Middle School. You could be like, I got a soccer team. I don't know if you have a gym for like an hour.
Yeah.
From like 5 to 6. They probably would say no, but I don't think like basketball rec adult leagues are up and running yet. So you might be able to get in with something like that. Couldn't hurt.
That's what's going to go in my, that's what's going to go in or, my pants.
Or to, your what?
My pants. I'm going to build a palace.
Right.
Indoor soccer.
I mean,
no, I don't know what I'm calling it, but I really want to buy a Great Northern Mall and I want to put indoor stuff in it.
I mean, it's
indoor soccer fields would be one of them.
Yeah,
indoor dog park would be one of them.
It's your hustle. I'm in
because I want, and then obviously weed dispensary, liquor store, all that stuff.
I'd help you.
Like if I made one half of it like adults and apartments and all that stuff, then the other half, you know, I don't know where Spirit Halloween will go, but we'll find a home for you.
I was gonna say they can kick some people out of an apartment. Throw it in there, I'm sure.
God, Spirit Halloween.
They're everywhere.
It's the best. They're just the best. They're up. They're up right now. They're ready to roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good hustle, man. It's a good hustle. There's like 20 of them.
And then, like, there's always people that'll work at them, and that's not a job I would take, because I'd be like, hey, you want a job for like 6 weeks?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Seasonal work, I understand. That one's weirder for me. I always thought the same thing, because it's a longer season. Like, you get hired seasonal for Christmas, you basically know you're working for like 2 weeks. You're working now.
Yeah.
For Spirit. Like, you're working for 2 months.
Maybe it's a me thing.
2 months?
Like, I have, listen, I have a little bit of a separation thing, and I have a little bit of a, there's some psychological stuff happening. If I worked at a Spirit Halloween, I would feel bitter because I know they're going to leave me. Like, I know that you're planning on November 1st.
I understand. Yeah.
Or whenever the returns can be done.
Yeah.
I know you're breaking up with me.
Then you got
like, we're
wait
just doing this song and dance for what?
Then you're going to go off so you can meet new people, and then you're going to come back after semester next year, and we're going to start up all over again.
You know, like, I...
Because I can't quit you.
Like, I'm half joking, but if I were to work at a Spirit Halloween, I could envision myself being, like, sad the entire time, because I'm like that. I'd be like, well, this is going to be over, so what's the point? Kind of like summer camp. I know summer camp is going to be over. You know, why even make friends? I don't even know why I got to make friends.
Dude, I hear you. I told you that. I do that with TV shows.
It's going to be over.
It makes me legit, like, sad, where I get anxious, where shows end, and I'm like, that's it. I now can no longer, like, I'll never know what happens to this family anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I will never know what happens to this person.
Yeah.
These actors will not be in my life anymore. I will not, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird where it's like, they aren't part of your family, you
and
idiot.
Don't you think that, like, the exact same thing would happen with both of us? So say we got jobs at Spirit Halloween, and
yes,
then we're all emotional.
Yes.
And then next year around June, we'd be like, man, remember all that fun we had with Spirit Halloween?
You're like, no.
They're back in town, dude.
And we'd be talking to each other
like,
back
no,
and forth, go, no.
Don't
remember we
do
said
it.
This? Yeah, we talked about it last year that no, we wouldn't do this to ourselves.
I know, but just like, what?
But what if we both do
but
it?
But if we both go and work at Spirit Halloween and then the cycle continues?
If we both do it,
we're
be
back
as bad.
In a toxic relationship with Spirit Halloween and we know how it's going to end.
And we hate it the whole time. The whole
we
time
hate
we're
it
there.
The whole time.
We never get on the same shift. If we do it's for like half an hour, manager Craig is just a douchebag.
And we swear up and down, I'm never coming back here, man.
Right?
Everyone. And next June rolls around and we're like, man, we had some good times, didn't we, Spirit Halloween?
We should probably do it again.
We had some real good times.
Everyone fawns over that hot goth Jamie that spells her name with a Y.
Uh-huh.
100% has her nipples pierced because you can see them through her shirts.
Yeah.
No matter how many times Craig tells her to wear multiple shirts so you can't. She's got huge barbells, so it's like, doesn't even matter.
What does it matter?
Doesn't even matter.
Joelle and Twitch, you don't see having a specific end date more comforting. You're always stressing about getting fired tomorrow. I don't like anything ending, JoJo. That's my stress. Is it's like everything's good right now. I don't want it to end.
Yeah. No, that's a you. That one's for you though.
I hate it
with this place. That I'm not.
What?
This place? Like I've always said it. They've tried firing me before.
Yeah, you're like
started.
A cockroach here.
Yeah, you're going to have to pry my key card from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
You fired me from the morning show. It's not like I'm going to go, I won't be all bitter and go, okay, well, I'm just going to walk away. No, my ass will be just, you'll just find me in your recording random weekend shifts, and you're just going to go, oh, damn it, he just slid back into the weekends.
You. Cody would pull a full-on Milton from Office Space and just keep coming in.
Just keep bouncing
me,
off.
Me, I would be too distraught and hate myself and sink into a really deep depression.
Yeah. There was twice when I got canned that I didn't even clean out my stuff.
Yeah, why would you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sure.
See, in this situation, you're the Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, I got
you. You're
you,
the toxic right? relationship, and we can't quit you.
No, yeah. I wouldn't let you. And you would try to be like, I'm probably going to fire me. And be like, don't worry about it, bro. If they fire you, I'll just use one of my lives, and we'll get you back in. It'll be fine. It won't even matter. We'll have less responsibilities.
Man, oh, man.
We'll just go do, like, we'll do some weekend shifts.
Yeah, I don't know what would be more comforting, Joelle, if I knew, or if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about, like, the toxic relationship that is working at Spirit Halloween. I would think a lot of you that do it, like, if you work at a Spirit Halloween, I'm just going to be really judgy right now.
Oh, God.
You got a lot going on. Because, A, you're really into, like, Halloween and, like, ghosty ghouls and stuff.
Yeah.
You're into cosplay.
Yeah.
But then you're also, like, really into short-term relationships. Like, there's something going on with you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have commitment issues.
Right. You've got probably, what, 2 waitress jobs?
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, that's the one that's
yeah, right?
what you can work because, you know, it's what your shift allows for, to work at Spirit during the day. And
yeah.
And then you can go bartend it, insert random towny place
over
here.
Over at the Chili's or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, nice.
Not that there's anything wrong
Nothing
with
wrong
that
with that.
Oh, that's just being silly.
Great money to be made, but I'm just saying, like,
no, yeah.
If you're an employee of Spirit Halloween, yes. you're dealing with some stuff, right? You want to talk about it?
Or, like,
we can talk about it.
Right? Or, like, you don't have to be in your weird chat until like later. Wrestling's not on until later. You know what I mean? Your mom let you use the car during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can get home in time to get back in the basement.
Oopie is right, though. You could be a manager for like 6 weeks out of the year. Like, you could, if you've worked at a Spirit Halloween before, you're a regional manager, right? I think.
You come back and you're like, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
As long as the floor's clean, dude, guys, we ain't got to do a damn thing. This place is gone in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Sell everything. Just don't, I would say, well, number one rule, no heroin on the floor.
Can I ask a question? Like, why not? Because the text line just said this, and now I'm thinking. They said, guys, maybe the workers at Spirit Halloween are more like roadies that follow a rodeo. They just go from one spot to another. Yeah, but when Halloween's over, is there a Christmas store they open? And can they work that gimmick all year long? Because that would be rad. Like, if you're like, hey, man,
I'm super seasonal.
Yeah, like, if you work for the super seasonal company where from this month to this month, we do Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Then we do Santa Claus's Village.
So, yeah, you either pick.
Open till January.
Do you want to do, like, Santa Claus's Village type stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the holidays, do you want to do UPS?
Okay.
Or mail. You can do, you either got to handle it when it's wrapped all pretty and be smiling, or you handle it when it's not pretty.
Excellent. Spirit Christmas.
Spirit.
We go from Spirit Halloween.
Spirit.
Then Spirit Christmas.
Spirit Christmas.
Then Spirit Valentine's Day.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Then Spirit Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spirit 420.
Spirit. Oh, we're doing all spirits.
Just a dispensary pops up real quick.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would make more sense. Yeah, Spirit of America for 4th of July.
I don't hate this.
Yeah. If we just keep moving this, like if they just hung the word spirit and then every like 2 months they flip the word that's next to it and it becomes something else.
They probably all are. And we just don't know it.
Spirit Airlines.
That's how they move their product. Like the fireworks tents you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's, there you go. Spirit 4th of July. The spirit of 4th of July right there. Mm-hmm. There's their 4th of July stuff. The Christmas things, you know, all those weird kiosks and random ass things that pop up in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's their spirit Christmases. Thanksgiving.
Spirit.
They take that off because, you know, they're not monsters. So no, they let us have Thanksgiving with their families.
But then they're already into Christmas, though. They gump right from Spirit Halloween to Spirit Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, Spirit Christmas you can get away with till like the end of January because you're going to have returns and stuff.
Yep.
And then February, March, you're going to do Spirit St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
April, May, Spirit of Summer, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, Spirit Easter, but that's, I mean,
Spirit of Squirt Guns, maybe? I don't know.
Easter Bunny's kind of got Easter.
Spirit of St. Louis.
That's a plane.
Mm-hmm. Text line, you guys are just describing Party City. Ah, you're right.
Oh, correct.
I think you're right.
That is a thing already.
That's already a thing.
Ah, yes, it is. It is called Party City.
Ah. So we thought, yes. We thought we invented a business that already exists.
Is that trademarked? Or could we get stock in that company? Are they owned?
I can't say the word I was going to say.
Privately owned? What? Say it then dump yourself.
Well, they have Party City.
Yeah.
Me, when I can't trust a fart, is Shardy City.
Mona Lisa, could I get a date on Friday? And if you're busy, I wouldn't.
Am I taking Saturday?
Hey. Round up the Posse Fuji coming around the way.
Yeah. Whiskey Wednesday, baby, tonight. 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Would love it if you come and hang out with me tonight. We'll sip on some booze. I think I'm still sipping that Slipknot because it was really good. Although I put a hurt on that bottle since last week, so thank you. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why dudes are dressing in such tight clothes, Cody. I don't have an answer for you. We're talking about it here on the Twitch show. Twitch mics are always on, of course, powered by San Miguel and Bud Light Seltzer. We had our award ceremony last week. Every male broadcaster anywhere is like their skin tight pants with their little dongs and peanuts tucked in there. And they got like the pointy, shiny shoes on. Everybody's pants are like about an inch too short for their legs. So it shows off their dress socks.
No, some were fine. I get it because I like the tighter pants as well a little bit because my legs are so little that the baggier makes them look shorter. So a little tighter works a little better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
not me.
Some of it, man.
F at 40s, bro. I'm dressing comfortable.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And that's fine. You look fine in the normal like adult pants because you're an adult lengths and proportions.
I rarely make my kids laugh. What are you looking here?
It's just the words that sometimes Twitch thinks is like clam diggers is not a bad word. Twitch.
Oh yeah, no,
it's okay.
I was making my daughter laugh so much last night, and I rarely make my kids laugh because it's getting chilly.
Yes, it is.
But I'm not about to turn on the furnace.
No.
Not doing it.
Hell no, not yet. Still haven't, bro. I'm
not
you.
Doing it.
Still haven't flipped the side either way.
So, because I'm just a dad, and dads do things like this. Hey, I'm two things, which I'm, you know, makes me feel bad for my kids, because I'm two things. Like, I've got dad tendencies.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, a morning radio idiot, so I've got I'm turned up a little more than most people. Like, you and I, we're both...
Yeah.
We're both extra, as they say.
A little bit. I'm a little extra. I agree.
My daughter was on her laptop on the couch last night, just by herself. There was nobody else in the living room.
Yeah.
And I come strolling out with my big L.L. Bean robe on.
Nice.
I got my shorts and my robe, because, again, it's comfy season.
Because it's... Yeah, dude.
And
yeah.
She goes, oh, you have your robe on already? And I go, it's robe time. It's robe time. And Daddy is wearing his robe time. And I'm dancing around the living room. And, dude, she was laughing. She never laughs at me, but I loved it. And I'm back on my robe business, man.
I hear you, man.
This week started it.
I don't blame you. I threw on the, I do the high socks.
Nice.
And I've started that game up again.
Nice, dude.
The winter high sock where you could easily put on pants and normal socks, but it's so much better to wear my little tiny, you know, thigh-high shooting
yes.
hoop shorts. And then I can have my wool socks that I pull up to my knees. All I need.
And it's so funny because I have
pants.
I have two pair of Champion shooty hoop shorts, but nice. They're like, they would have been $60 now, but
they were
$8 when I bought them.
Yep. Yeah,
so they're
man.
Like a gray loose fitting Champion.
Ugh.
Slipper season kicked in 2 weeks ago. It was the robe season, yeah.
I hear you.
Just because my feetsie would get cold and I don't need to be barefoot right now.
No.
Especially if I'm going in the basement, it gets a little dirty down there. I need to get my feet dirty, so I put my slippers on.
I like it.
But then this week kicked off robe season, which you'll see at the house party. I wear it to kick off every house party. It's the greatest thing I've ever owned.
I really do enjoy that robe. It does look very, very comfortable. No,
you're all going to ask me where I got it. I can't tell you because they discontinued it.
It's
an L.L. Bean robe.
Yeah.
It's literally an oversized sweatshirt
with
a flannel lining on the inside and a hood.
Yeah.
So it looks like a hoodie.
It's a yeah.
And they discontinued it.
It's a duster hoodie.
It's my favorite piece of clothing.
You know, someone that sews could probably make me one with
maybe.
Or somebody one with the right things now that I think about that.
Maybe.
No, I'm real weird where I've been doing the socks, the socks pulled all the way up, but then I also wear my really tiny little Bret Hart shorts and a tank top that I've cut myself into the littlest of
I love it.
Little tank tops.
I love it.
Which I did when I was mowing, doing some yard work and stuff, because I enjoy yard work. I cut a shirt I was going to throw away into a tank top because I didn't have a tank top readily available.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, screw it, I'll cut this up.
Yeah.
And then it was a long shirt. And I went, I'll cut the length. I'm throwing it away when I'm done anyway.
Yeah.
I cut it so short because I didn't measure anything. I was like, I have all this.
Is it a belly shirt now?
Your boy was out there doing yard work.
Oh, with a belly shirt.
With shorts up to here.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah. Look at him. He's got short shorts and a belly shirt
it
on Twitch.
Was so comfortable.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was the most comfortable thing
I'd
ever worn. I was like, this is hilarious, man. I was like, why am I even wearing a shirt? It got to a point where it was just, you know, topless.
Dude,
know,
it's comfort. But, it's all about comfort right now.
It was. I see why ladies do it. I see.
And I'll blow up my wife's spot a little bit because she's got these little gray booty shorts that are the sexiest goddamn things I've ever seen.
Nice.
And I've been looking at her butt pretty extensively.
Where it's, they're like
makes my pee-pee go boing, 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 boing.
Like a cloth. You know what I mean?
Cloth.
The cloth boot, yep.
And then the way she lays down, I can like see up them a little bit. Yep.
They do the walk and the bottom of the butt cheek falls out.
Love it, dude.
Are they? Did you cut them herself from a sweat pan, or is it the
purchase?
No,
they were like pajama shorts that she got for Christmas, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, stop thinking about my wife.
Yeah, yeah. What?
See?
What's going on?
But she does. She's got these little booty shorts on, and I'm like looking at them.
Butts, man.
Butts are so rad.
They're the best.
They're top tier. Butts are top tier.
Yep.
So this is a dude who, I gotta tell you, if you're gonna... We've talking a lot of crime this morning, like those guys last hour that saw a sign that said free car and took it because they think it's a free car.
Yeah.
Not really a free car, but...
Turns out, did not check out.
Dead body in it.
Did not check out.
This is a guy who... And I have a question that I want to ask, because I feel like there's a funny part that they're not reporting yet. Dude goes into a kindergarten classroom. I don't know why he was there. I don't think the kids were there.
Oh, okay.
I think he just stole a bunch of stuff
from
the kindergarten classroom? Like Billy Madison style?
I was going to say, what did he want, a bunch of cartons of milk?
Kinda. He stole a laptop.
This milk will be my milk.
He stole a bunch of fish sticks because he wanted fish sticks.
Pardon me.
He stole... Like, okay, so he stole...
Yeah, that's perfect. Yep.
I'll take that.
I'll take these chicken nuggets.
So he's the fish sticks, and then he stole the smart speaker. And you're like, yeah, that makes sense. The reason he got caught... So I guess this smart speaker was used to play, like, kids' stories. Like, to the class.
Yeah.
He went home
and
downloaded more of the kids' stories on it, and they traced it to his house.
I'm doing that weird head turn thing because that's creepy.
I don't think so. I think that he was like probably like, well, what happens to the puppy? Does he get found? You get out there and you find that goddamn dog.
He needs to know. There's no way it ends like this. There's no way it ends like this. Alexa, search. Where's the goddamn puppy part two?
You have a responsibility. You get out there and you find that goddamn dog.
Search Google. Is there part two too?
Thank you, Ms. Lippy.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lippy.
The smart speaker.
That's hilarious.
Has been found and returned. Bad news, he did eat the fish sticks, so those are completely gone.
You know, that's good, though. I mean, yeah. I'm glad that he ate them because they would have to huck those, and that would suck.
I know, right?
So at least that he ate them.
He downloaded new stories on the device, children's stories, and it revealed his location. So they went to this location where the guy was listening to, I'm assuming, children's stories.
Just super content, just...
Eating half cooked fish sticks,
like staring at the Alexa. Just he sees the cops. Oh damn it! All right, come in, but hold on, man. 5 minutes left. I gotta know if this kid finds this goddamn dog. Alexa, play.
Alexa, just play it, please.
Alexa, play. Police. Shh. God, take your shoes off.
I'm listening to this.
All right, volume up.
I just said froze, like half frozen fish sticks.
All right, let's go to jail.
I have a question for you.
Let's go to jail.
Like, I know that I'm a sad human in a lot of ways.
Yeah. What?
But you know what I find myself doing a lot lately?
What's up?
I don't know if it's part of the F at 40s or not, but I'll microwave something and I'll take it out. And if it's still a little cold in the middle, I just keep eating it. I did it with a lasagne the other day.
I knew you were going to say that.
I put a lasagne in there, my spaghetti warehouse lasagne. I put it in the microwave.
That is okay.
And I warmed it.
That is okay.
And I got like into the middle, it was cold, and I go, just eat it, you fat piece of trash. And I just ate it.
You fat son of a bitch.
You stupid scumbag. Just eat it.
Your stupid cat's on the side. You fat.
And I do, and I sit there like half sad, like, you could just stand up and warm that up, but you don't deserve it.
You can't. You're a pathetic fat. Fat.
You haven't earned it, you fat slob, and I'm just eating the...
Look at you eating it. Ugh. Oh, you're so bitchy.
Do you do it, too, or do you...
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I lose interest real fast, where if something like that happens to me, I'll be like, oh, just forget it, and I'll stop.
You just said, I don't want this.
Forget it, then.
Oh, really? Like, I'm not.
Like, I... advertising works, so I had tomato soup for dinner. Mm-hmm. And and it got cold, and I was just like, I'm done with this. And then in my head, I was like, you can warm it up, you know? And in my head, I was like, you will warm it up.
You Shut up. You warm it up.
Shut up. You warm it up.
I'm not warming it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, literally in my head, there were two people going, all right, think about standing up and going all the way over to the microwave. Go ahead. And then the other guy went, nah, you're right. We'll just put the top back on it.
Yeah, like I was eating this cold lasagna, and I'm like,
yeah.
You don't think you're worthy of a heated lasagna?
No,
I don't.
But if so, depends on what it is, though. Lasagna, yeah, that's okay. But if it's, I don't know, something that maybe requires it a little more, I might have to pop her back in.
Like, well, the lasagna, it's kind of like intercourse. Like, I'm halfway there already.
You're like,
I'm going to stop and then go warm it up. No, just finish it out at this point.
Buy yourself a couple more minutes, dude.
No, just finish it out. I was not on edibles. No, I was not.
It's like, just forget it.
I was just like eating this sad, cold lasagna. I'm like, who are you?
Hey, but anytime you get feeling like that, you just remember, you look in the mirror and you say, I'm Joshy Fat Nuts.
I am.
You heat up that lasagna.
Joshy Fat Nuts, and I'll eat what I want.
Yeah, you heat the taste, my friend.
I deserve a warm lasagna.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5 XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
Because better new cars really do make better used cars, it only makes sense that a used Toyota from Burdick Toyota is a very smart move. All of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value, but when you purchase a Toyota certified used vehicle, you'll be driving home a top-of-the-class used unlike any other. Every Toyota certified used vehicle from Burdick Toyota comes with an exceptional coverage policy, and each vehicle undergoes a rigorous 160-point inspection. Only the best vehicles can receive a Toyota certified seal of approval. Now that you know, drive home your Toyota certified used Corolla, Camry, or RAV4, including hybrid models with 2.49 APR financing for up to 60 months. Find your Toyota certified used in person at Burdick Toyota in Cicero or online at burdicktoyota.com. 2.49 financing through Toyota Financial Services for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Plus tax, DMV, and $97.50 doc fee.
Ends 9/30/21.
I was just telling Cody that Elvira's a lesbian. Yes.
Elvira.
She's been in a 19-year relationship with a woman named Teresa.
Nice.
Now, this is crazy.
Nice. Lesbian. Yeah.
So she first thought Teresa was a hot guy. Elvira says he, quote unquote, was tan, tattooed, and muscular, and he gave off intense energy. Then he ran into him in the ladies' room and realized he was a she. They became good friends and worked into a relationship, dude. Nice, man.
Then they became more than friends.
Elvira still looks great, too, by the way.
They kiss.
She has a new memoir out.
Really?
Called Yours Cruelly, Elvira.
No, I'm good. Not everybody needs a book.
Well, there goes my book, then.
I would read your book over Elvira's.
There's nothing to know about me. You guys know it all.
Well, put it into book form. A memoir.
I'm really working to filter out my haters, though. I've gotten a lot of them out of my life.
It's good.
And one snuck through last night, really.
I already told you. Hold that hands. Key card. You ain't getting rid of him.
Although this was a compliment to you.
Uh-oh. Oh, I never like those, though, because I don't ever take it as a compliment.
No, it's good.
No, I know, but it's... I appreciate when people like me, but I don't like if it's like, well, I hate you, but I like Cody, because I work well off of you.
Well, this is... Like, this one was weird because...
Because I always ever disagree with them, because I don't want the Joshua, because I like... I could stand here and drink coffee. And
well, I made a joke.
Like Papa Shot.
I made a joke because I get called like a liberal cuck sheep all the time. I mean, Cody and I are, we're pretty middle of the road. I don't know if you guys haven't figured this out yet. We always say marry who you want to marry, but buy all the guns you want. I don't care.
Yeah, guns are awesome.
I know we're pretty middle of the road, but you know, because of COVID's become political over the last year. If we say take care of yourself, we get yelled at. So all I did is I tweeted out, anyone know if this month's liberal snowflake cuck meeting has been rescheduled? I haven't seen anyone since the trans athlete bake sale, and I want to make sure next month's They Scouts of America Jamboree is still happening. I just put a lot of terms in there that would trigger people that don't like me.
Oh, I thought it was from a movie.
No, I said that.
I just assumed it was a movie.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So then this guy says,
you just do stuff to mess around. It's a
God,
joke.
You're a hack. I'm calling Ed Levine in the morning.
This guy again? Is it this guy again? Because not many people call you a hack.
I don't know. Is that the same guy? Is that the same guy that called me a hack?
Mm-mm.
I'll take hack. I don't care.
No, but okay.
He says, I'm calling Ed Levine in the morning. You are a liberal shill who promotes alcoholism, degrades the homeless outside of your studio, and you should not be on the air.
Yeah.
Hunter was a million times better than you.
And there it is.
You're not funny at all. Shut up about your kids and provide your listeners with some entertainment. The useless drivel you give us every morning is nauseating. Cody should be the lead on the show. You are whiny and exhausting. I don't disagree with that last line. I am exhausting.
I'm kind of whiny and exhausting, I thought. But
Cody and I are both pretty whiny and exhausting. I think Cody would be great as a mic one.
Thanks.
We like working off each other.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. This works out well.
And if you liked Hunter so much, he's had 6 or 7 jobs since he got fired from here. So if you want to go find him, he's still on the air somewhere.
He's following around. I noticed, though.
But don't bother Ed Levine with this. Come on, no?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, call him. See what happens.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, call him. Tell him that I'm a shill because I said, hey, maybe go get a shot.
Right?
Yeah.
See what he feels about that.
So, congratulations.
I was going to say.
Yeah. And somehow he's still my Facebook friend. I don't know why. I'm getting rid of these people out of my life.
Well, can he call Ed? Because I'll call him, but I can't. My hands are...
Oh, your hands are full of the awards?
My hands are full of our New York State Broadcasters Awards, so I can't.
I know.
I can't call anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
Also, should probably not have these out readily available because the... Homeless people out here will take them.
You guys are both cool, but Cody is definitely way better. I don't take offense to that. It's not, I don't get offended by that. Yeah. I really don't. But anyways,
we have fun.
I've deleted most people who are just negative because I'm in my 40s now at this point. I'm just moving on. I don't need that kind of drivel in my life. If you don't like me, you're not going to like me. I'm not here to... to convince people to like me.
But if you were to unfriend him.
And I did. And the second I unfriended him.
He'd be jumping right into your messages.
Hold on a second. What did this guy send me as soon as I unfriended him?
Oh, you can't bother handle a little bit of tea when someone does a bad.
So I'm like, all right, if you're just going to badmouth me, I don't want to be your friend on Facebook.
Yeah,
I literally have 5,000 friend requests. I'd much rather be a friend with a real showgirl instead of you scumbag.
That's what I mean. Like,
so
yeah,
I unfriend him, and he sends me a DM. You're a spineless weasel. Jesus, buddy.
Like, what?
Snowflake.
Do those people want?
I don't know what they want out of me.
You to do.
Like, beg for forgiveness?
No, do they want?
Please like me.
Do they want you to fight them?
I don't know. Like, please like me.
But you know what I mean? Like.
I don't care about you.
What did he want you to do? Argue on the internet for a while?
Like beg not to call my boss?
Right? Or...
Yeah, like, call my boss and tell... Because by your theory, I'm a liberal shill to who? Him?
Yeah. I'm
not a shill to anybody.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Krabs knows exactly who's on...
Yeah, he was at the award ceremony.
He saw the
Eastland ratings.
Yeah,
he's happy with everything, gang.
Yeah, we're good.
Your dumbass calling him ain't going to do anything, except for you're probably going to get yelled at.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Oh, well. I like
you. Anyways.
Finish him. Finish him.
So I'm not going to shut up about my kids. I love my kids. Yeah. I'm not going to stop with mindless dribble. That's what we do.
And what a shocker, though. He mentions in the same breath as Numbnuts accent boy, he mentions everything that we do, but when we talk about, like, boobs and butts, he probably loves degrading women. You know what I mean? Yeah, not probably. That we not that we degrade women.
We just like shapes.
But you notice how he left that out.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about sex and stuff. That he's more talking so about vagina.
Since I'm sure this guy's listening, he's probably going to send me another message calling me another
vagina.
Again, F at 40s, man. I don't need anybody to love me. I don't care.
No,
I've done what I'm going to do. I'm happy with myself.
Yeah, we're good, man.
Coming up.
Dude, Bagelicious has brought us food.
I know, dude.
We're doing something.
Hey, can I just say something, Bagelicious, because I know you're listening right now? Bacon and cream cheese on a bagel is a goddamn brilliant combination.
Yeah.
I've never had that. The Salt City,
I'm pretty sure it's called the Salt City.
Yo, I've never thought to make that combination. I've never had that combination.
Yeah.
My life has changed. That was awesome.
They know what's up, dude.
That was awesome.
Everything they've ever done is just... GDD.
They're brilliant out there in Liverpool. All right.
GDD.
Well, technically, at 3:21 p.m. today, Cody, it is the beginning of fall, and fall means football. So, in the studio, we have Andrew on behalf of Syracuse University. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
So, we've got a big Friday night game coming up over at the Dome. Now, I was telling you off air on Twitch, the fans were catching this. Cody Mack is a season ticket holder. You've been to two of the games, right? Because we've had two at home.
Yep.
He's been to both at home games, and he says he is loving this year's setup. He right? I mean,
oh, it's awesome.
Tell him about it.
Everything about it, from the air conditioning in there, from the brighter lights inside to the scoreboard. Oh man, it's just a whole different dome.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you and all the fans who've come out to the games. Mm-hmm. We really do. It's been awesome. The atmosphere has been great. The student section has been amazing the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they're packed.
I even saw like a national social media firm put Syracuse's student section in the top 20. They're not happy. They want to get in the top 10.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
You're going
to
see them.
We were talking about like the lighting and the kind of rock concert experience about it that exists now inside there.
It really is, and we're one of the few schools in America can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to play inside the dome. We invested in this multicolor lighting system and strobe lighting system, so mm-hmm. it really does feel a little bit like rock concert meets football game. And so when you think about player intros, halftime, fourth quarter, just getting people fired up and excited about the game,
mm-hmm.
this is the place to go. It's really a brand new experience for those of you who've been coming to the dome since 1980. If you haven't been there in this season, then you don't know. You gotta come and see it.
And what's that scoreboard like, Cody? Is it awesome?
Oh, it is. It's so cool. It wasn't that bad to, you know, look to the sides or whatever, to the scoreboard or the boards that were on the side, but to have that right in front of you it's high definition. You might as well be in your living room. I catch myself just doing the...
Just watching the screen instead of what's in front of you.
Staring up at it, and I go, oh, wait, I'm right here. I can kind of just look on the field because it's that nice.
And one thing, Andrew, that Cody has mentioned here on the show is how quick everything is going, meaning he's getting in there, he shows his Excelsior pass, he gets to his seat, and then when you want food, it's super quick, right?
Yep. Food and drinks, that's just in the sliding cases there now.
Yeah.
There's a billion of those, and just have at it.
Might be the silver lining of going through the COVID era is mm-hmm. that we're able to take everything digital, from the digital ticketing to the contactless payments at the concession stands. Got Apple Pay.
Yeah.
You got, you know, Google Pay, Google Wallet,
mm-hmm.
yeah. all of it. And it just makes it so much simpler to do and so much faster. Nobody's counting change and handing you a couple bucks and a couple quarters. That's gone. And then, in addition, if you happen to be at the concession stand during those couple minutes, you're grabbing something, we added all those new LED monitors and all the television monitors, so you will not miss a play.
Yeah, and that's, of course, Friday night is the big Liberty game. We want to get there for that, right?
Absolutely. Now, Liberty is a very well-respected team, and if you remember, we went down to their place, beat them 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and got us last year, so this feels very much like a rivalry type of game.
Yeah.
Rivalry atmosphere, and we want to go out there and get that win that series. And because there are so many talented players on both sides of the ball, we have commitments from over 30 NFL scouts to be at this game.
Oh, wow.
They want to see everybody.
Wow.
And so, you know, I share that because really talented teams should be a really good football game.
And you want to have that loud house experience where people get in there and you know, you're that extra man on the field because you're just screaming your head off.
And our student athletes appreciate it deeply. If you think about it, last year, they went through a whole season with no fans.
Yeah.
And having people in that building affects them in a positive way. And quite frankly, when we're really loud, it affects the visiting team in a negative way, which gives us that home field advantage that we want for this community and this team.
And if you're just a fan of football, I mean, listen, nobody's going to pretend like playing Albany is a big game, but Cody just went because it's fun to watch football. You haven't been able to watch it in almost 2 years. Right? You want to go and watch a football game.
Absolutely.
Liberty's going to be more of a contest, and that'll be a fun, hopefully not too close game, but hopefully a game that you want to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a very entertaining game for sure.
Yeah, that'll be really good. Yeah. Hopefully we don't see too much of their quarterback.
Why is he really good?
He's really the only thing they got, so keep him off the field.
Yeah.
He's very talented, but the beauty with that is if you beat a really talented team with a really talented quarterback, opens up a lot of eyes. If you think about it, if we win that game Friday night, we're 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
When we're heading into the ACC stretch. Yeah. But it really gives you an opportunity to go, hey, maybe this football team is really heading in the right direction.
Right, and that's what we need to see, I think, this year. We've got Andrew on behalf of Syracuse University. Head on up. Of course, game is Friday night. Do a little tailgating beforehand. Absolutely. Have all of your stuff ready. Cody has told you, get that Excelsior Pass if you have it. Have everything on your phone. You get in super quick. Anything people should know when they're coming out Friday night?
You know, come up and just use the pre-screening tents. It makes it so much simpler, right? You have two options. You can demonstrate that you're vaccinated, which is really, really easy.
Yeah.
Or you can get a negative PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that today or tomorrow, or if you get it early on Friday, you can go to one of your local pharmacies. You can get that test and get those results pretty quickly, within 24 hours usually. And then just show that you're COVID negative. We'll get you in the building.
Perfect. Love it. Andrew, on behalf of Syracuse University, sir, best of luck Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Go Orange.
You got it. Go Orange. Oh, my God. I'm going to whip out my autumnal equinox right now.
Whoa.
You better get ready. It's coming out.
Twitch.
The autumnal equinox, baby! 2 o'clock. Oh, no, 3:21 today, right?
What's that?
First official minute of fall, start of fall.
Oh.
And we get ready for all things fall foliage?
I'm ready.
Foliage? Yeah?
I'm ready for some fall stuff.
I know, it's tricky. You're still holding on to possible beach day.
I know, one random one. I went to the beach so much this summer.
Yeah.
They're like, I can shut it down. It's okay. It'll be fine.
I mean, at this point, boss lady, if she ever asks, is Cody available to do blank? And I say no, she thinks it's because you're camping still, because you camped so much this summer. She just assumes that, oh, he must be at camp.
I would have.
Right now you've been camping?
This would have been, wait, let's see, what last week was, let me bust out that old calendar. Yeah, last week I was supposed to, and this past weekend that just happened, I was supposed to. Those would have been my last two.
See? She's not wrong to guess.
No, she was not
wrong.
You must
be at a campsite then.
Yep. I was supposed to be doing a little extra camping.
Do the campsites close after a certain day?
No, a lot of them go until, like, October if you want, man. You want to go sleep on the beach? New York does not care. They will take your money.
Mm-hmm.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Feel free. Do it all day. Verona, however, is getting some upgrades. Hopefully electricity on all of their campsites. Wink, wink, spoiler alert.
That'd be nice.
A little insider info. I was talking to one of the ladies there that happens to be a showgirl.
Oh, nice.
So thank you.
And what do you do normally if you don't have electricity? Do you have a generator or nothing?
No, I don't need it. If I need to charge my phone, I'll
put it in the car?
Yeah, the car for a little while, but other than that, it doesn't really matter. I'm good without it. But yeah, they're doing some upgrades at Verona Beach, so they had to close at Labor Day. So they refunded my two weekends. Ain't nothing I can do about that.
So what do you think the top fall activity in all states are? Can you guess?
Like each individual state?
No, just like in the country.
Fruit picking.
Ooh, apple picking, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to be specific,
because
I didn't know fruit or apples grew everywhere, but I had a feel that, like, if you can't do that in, like, a Virginia, then they'd be like, oh, here's some blueberries. Go get some fall time blueberries.
Now, New York State ranks very high for apple picking, which is no surprise. What? Johnny Appleseed?
No, number one. Dude.
Got
the number one apple orchard in America.
But I ask this, and you guys are going to pick on me, and I'm fine with it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Like, are there states where you can't grow apples?
No, that's why I said I'm not sure, because maybe they do blueberries because they can't grow apples. Like in Arizona, they don't have
the water that you would need.
Yeah, like a desert. You ain't growing apples in the desert, like how we can't grow tropical fruits here usually.
Yeah, like apples are very northeast.
Yeah, so there's got to be a place that apples can't grow.
I'm gonna double down on my stupidity right now.
That's fine.
If I was in Arizona and I had a greenhouse, could I put apples in there and grow apples?
Yeah. You can grow whatever you want in a greenhouse.
I can because it's controlled?
Yeah.
All right. So maybe I don't care if you guys think I'm an idiot. I'm more like curious.
That. No, I didn't know either how that worked as far as, because you can't grow just stuff all the time. Think about this climate. You can't just bust out all the fruits here.
Yeah.
All 50 states, people are saying? I mean 52.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're in the pocket of big state, sounds like. Yeah. And where I can find Arizona on a map, Tom, in Twitch, I think I can. I'd be pretty close. It'd be either New Mexico or Arizona, but I got the general area.
I can. That's a tough one, dude. You're pigeonholing yourself.
We can't. Only because AJ lived there for a little bit, been.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there too. I think. I don't know.
Stacy says of Texas, we can't grow avocado here.
Oh, so that's probably for the best.
That's fine. I don't really need avocados.
Wait, shut up out there. What the hell is going on outside the studio door?
Party. That's old Jet Black. You know what I'm talking about? Old Jet Black?
Yeah, I know.
I can't hear it if you can. Oh, now it could. Now it could.
Like, this is what's up? Every day from 8 to 8:30, it's a party on this end of the hall.
Nobody brings us a cake
or cupcakes or sodas or fruit punch.
Flapjacks.
It's just so loud right outside of our door.
Waffles.
Belgian
waffles.
Corn mazes are also high on the list. We did a corn maze up at Springside Farm.
You can't get me high enough to do a corn maze.
Why?
I don't want to be lost. Like,
but you're not lost. You're in corn.
But it is. It's like, hey, go get lost for a little while, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, but at any minute, you could just walk through the corn, and you would be out of the corn.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so the attraction is to try to make yourself lost and figure it out. Like, I can just go park somewhere I don't know and go walk around a neighborhood and be like, I don't know where the hell I am.
Corn mazes are all right because they don't last very long.
Yeah.
We went to, for Mother's Day every year, we go to this place. It's to benefit the Baltimore Woods or something. It's a big house with a giant shrub maze or whatever.
Here's the thing. They're scamming you. Baltimore's in, like, Maryland.
That's what I thought. But everybody's
not even here.
No, there's a big house with, like, a huge, like, an old-timey shrub maze in it.
Okay.
That you will get lost in. I refuse to go into that maze.
Interesting.
To the point where I stand outside of that maze and discourage people from going into it.
That's pretty funny,
dude. I'm that guy.
I like that.
Because at least at the corn maze, if I go into a panic, I can dart out through the corn. Like, you can run through a cornfield.
That's true.
This I
get that.
This house we go to has the shrub maze that is packed so tight, you couldn't get through there if you wanted to.
You get stabbings.
And once, what?
You get stabbings if you try to run through it. You know what I mean? Like
pricklers
and stuff?
Yeah. But thorns. It's grown into each other that you can't get through it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of that place is, but that place terrifies me.
No.
Hey. So what is your favorite fall activity as we kick things off? What?
Give me $10 and I can, you can experience that thing that, you know, growing up where your mom used to get wicked freaking quiet and turn the radio off.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, but inside this corn maze, that same panic of getting lost.
Oh, like when mom doesn't know where she is and she just needs quiet for a minute.
Your mom didn't do that? Turn off the radio when she was
lost?
Oh, you do? Well, there you go. All right, well, give me $10. I can do that for you.
You don't turn off the radio if you need to focus?
No. And I've said it all the time. It doesn't matter.
It so matters.
The volume of music or the radio or talking has no influence on whether or not I can read.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why you're lost all the time.
Yeah, but
turn down the radio for a minute.
I do just.
I do in the office. If I got to read an email, I'll pause my music for a minute so I can focus on the words.
I hear you. No, I don't ever. Yeah, that's the thing, though. I never ever mind being lost. Like, I've been trying to find all sorts of different ways to get to my apartment, and I get lost constantly where I pop out of areas, and I'm like, what the frick? We're like, this is, where am I right now?
Yeah. Well, you kind of like it.
No, because I don't mind. What are you going to do? I'm never, you know what I mean? You're never, like, so lost that you're a vagabond forever.
He got lost and he doesn't have a home now. It's weird. It's crazy.
Last we saw, he was in Toledo.
Yeah, it was crazy. We don't know how he got there.
What the hell happened?
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't have a home anymore.
It's it. He just left it all. He was so lost.
I don't know, man. It's mixed reviews right now on the text line and Twitch. Some people are like you. They can just have the music on a full blast. I need a complete silence to focus.
I guess I get it. You got to focus. No, I just look for the thing that's like closest to my house or my apartment, and then I just kind of, all right, if I had that direction, like now the, what the hell is that? That reservoir up there, is it a reservoir?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stratmore or whatever
the
hell.
Yeah, with
the
big sledding hill?
Yeah. You can see that from different parts of the city. I just kind of head towards that because it's past that. It's up in that way somewhere.
Carissa from Branching Up Bottle Shop, who I still have trust issues with, says, Cody, there are literal studies that prove turning the music down does help you focus while driving.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we're not in Cody's brain. Like, if there's literally just music as an input, that's one of 30 things happening in there.
I was going to say, maybe it's because all the other stuff maybe I turn off in my head. So the music.
So really, it's nothing. Yeah. I do a thing now, and I say now, but it's been like a few years I've done this. I don't know if it's me getting older or like being a jerk or whatever, but
yeah,
if I'm in the house and I've got a show playing and the wife is talking to me and the kids are talking, I have to pause the room where I say, stop it.
I'll get you.
There's too much input.
You Zach Morris it.
I have to pause the room, and then everybody looks at me, and they're not pleased about it, but I have to pause the room.
You go, all right, one at a time.
And I pause the show, and then I go around, and I go, all right, what did you need?
Nothing.
And by then, I think my wife is mad at me, so it's like, that's like,
I was just being your wife, yeah, nothing.
No, what were you saying?
Nothing.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Goes back.
And then my kids have moved on, so really, I pause the room for no reason, because there's too much stimulation happening, there's too much input happening.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Nothing. I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah, Rekka, turn the radio down. I can't see.
100%. 100%. I'm with Mama Mac on this one.
The dollar for how many times my mom said that.
This winter, I want you to try, next time you're in a snowstorm,
yeah,
turn off all audio and just focus on the snowstorm.
No, I have. I'll do that because sometimes if it's real bad, I will do that. I'll be like, I got to turn this off just because it's...
Turn this up?
No, off.
Oh, all right.
No, but because it's like, wow, this is... You know, white knuckle, like, I gotta chill. I can't be, like, entertained by the music because other times I will also turn the music up because if you're driving through, like, a snowstorm or a rainstorm and there's nothing you can do, then if I'm going out, then I'm going out with something blasting and it's like, oh, this is insane!
I have another level of paranoia that no one's really gonna be able to relate to. But I have a dash cam that I use.
Yeah.
That has a microphone on it.
Oh.
I turn off podcasts that I would be embarrassed to, like, so if I died and they went to the footage.
They would hear.
And they hear me listening to a stupid podcast, I would be embarrassed about it.
How to live with a micro penis.
Oh! Oh, hey, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Oh, wait, what?
I mean, my friend is doing just fine, thank you.
Information for your friend.
Have you ever seen a tuna can? All right, Cody Mac. Shall we give the people their leftovers before we hand it over to the midday jackhammer?
I mean, he's going to probably give you all he can handle, but I mean, if you want a little warm up from us, okay.
A cat that escaped from a carrier while being loaded onto an Italy-bound flight at JFK has spent 3 weeks on the runway. They finally captured it yesterday and sent it home. It arrived in Italy. Animal rescuer John Daybacker said it was difficult to clear the runway to catch the cat, but they did, and they sent it home.
What is the matter with cats with stuff like that? That's clearly a pet.
They're running nuts, dude.
I get that they're scared, but like you're outside for 3 weeks. You would think at some point it'd be like, all right, man, I'm going to go to a door or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, Cody, you want a loose paw? I'll tell you what, this next guy, be excellent next.